a devotee, we are here, yes, as Sri Krishna Prabhu said, we are here at the beginning of the Govardhan Puja period. This is over some days we'll focus on Govardhan Puja, on Govardhan Puja. The lifting of Govardhan Hill. Is tonight the fireworks night, or was it last night? Oh, it's tonight. This is just to set the scene. I thought we could begin by, well, let me just first chant a prayer or two. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Pastitya Dejitarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gauravati Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Ruvanchikapaturubhyas jagripa sindhubhyayamacha. Padidhanam bhavanebhyo vashnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna. So yes, I thought we could begin this evening by reading Sri Govardhan Ashtaka. Means eight prayers glorifying Govardhan Hill by Srila Rupa Goswami. So let us read these verses. I'll read the Sanskrit for the first couple, and then we'll just read the translations. It's very, very significant. Krishna prasadena samasta saila samrajyam apnoti cha varino pi shakrasya yaprapa balim sakshad govardhano me dishatam apishtam. May Govardhan Hill, which by Krishna's mercy became the king of all mountains and received the respectful tribute of his arch enemy Indra, may that Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Supreshta Hastambuja Sokumarya Sukhanubhutir Atibhute Mahendra Vajrahatim Apyahanan Govardhano Me Dishitam Abhishtam. As it was held above the earth, Govardhan Hill became so filled with happiness by experiencing the softness of its beloved Krishna's lotus hand. It did not even know it was being struck by Indra's thunderbolt. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. I'll just read the translations now. Trying to collect a toll, Krishna quarreled here with King Vrishabhanu's daughter. The personified Vedas yearn to listen to that quarrel. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Bathing in a nearby lake, the elephant of a pleasant breeze, covered with pollen of kadamba and other flowers, gracefully plays there. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. How is it that the sweet fragrance of the musk deer and the various natural scents there make the Lord so calm and relaxed? May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Searching there for Lord Hari on the path of his flute music, the astonished deer do not find him. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. As the divine couple traveled on the Ganges there, the boat began to sink in the middle. Krishna was splendidly handsome as Radha clung to his neck. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Without taking shelter of the feet of the hill that is the best of Lord Hari's servants and full of love for the divine king and queen, how is it possible to attain pure devotional service? May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. May the reader of these 8 verses, glorifying Lord Hari's greatest servant, his heart melting with pure love, quickly attain direct service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. So that's nice. May Govardhan Hill fulfill our desires, our Krishna conscious desires. Well, we are here in the presence of Govardhan Hill, in the presence of the actual hill, and the presence of some stones from Govardhan Hill. I thought I could begin by just going through one pastime from Govardhan Hill. One pastime. And then, perhaps, I could take us on a very brief tour of Govardhan Hill and maybe stop in some places that we don't normally stop when we do our, you know, Radha Radna Govardhan Parikrama, something like that. So this is now Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. I'll just read the first 2 verses from Raghunath Das Goswami's Dan Keli Chintamani, the wish-fulfilling jewel of the toll-collecting pastime. May Sri Sri Gandhava Giridhari's intently playful quarrel over a toll of milk products at the base of Govardhan Hill, where their friends, filled with hundreds of desires for their friends' victory, where their friends spoke many clever and crooked words, may that quarrel protect you all. May that quarrel, playful quarrel, protect you all. Although I am blind, by the power of the effulgence of the pollen of Srila Rupa Goswami's splendid lotus feet, I now take the eternally new Dan Keli tax collecting pastime jewel created by the meeting of the flowing stream of Sri Radha and the ocean of Lord Giridhari, both very beautiful and both filled with nectar waves of exalted joking words. So it is a book, it's not a big book, but it's 15 A4 pages. We will not go through absolutely everything, but we'll touch on some very beautiful parts. So, one time, Maharaj Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna from Mathura, one time Vasudev arranged that one great sage like Vedic Muni, Bhaguri Muni, that Bhaguri Muni perform a great fire sacrifice for the benefit of Krishna and Balaram right next to Govinda Kund. I think you have all been to Govinda Kund. Anyway, Govinda Kund, it's one of the nice places there. We are going there on our parikrama. We're going there on either the 8th or the 9th. And when we are there, sitting on top of the ashram, overlooking Govinda Kund and looking to Govardhana, we will think of you all sitting here in Peter Mansfield. Anyway. Engaged in your Krishna conscious activities. So when Srimati Radharani and the gopis, who at that time were at Radha Kund, which is pretty much just the opposite end, pretty close to just the opposite end of Govardhan Hill, when they heard about this arrangement for this great fire sacrifice for the benefit of Krishna and Balaram, arranged by Vasudev himself, they immediately felt they wanted to participate. And not just participate, but facilitate by bringing lots of dairy products, but particularly ghee, for the fire sacrifice. So they set out from Radha Kund, and they walked down, if you're familiar with the hill enough to understand what is the western side of Govardhan Hill. How does that sound? Anyway, it's sort of the other side, going in the opposite direction to the parikrama. From Radha Kund, you'd go past Uddhava Kund and, well, just down on that side of Govardhan Hill. And then they came to where Govardhan Town is now, and they decided to cross over the hill just after that particular place where the little town is now, to cross over the hill because Govinda Kund is on the other side, on the eastern side. So they started crossing or climbing to cross. They started climbing to cross. And then who should be there? Who should just happen, by some arrangement of fate, just happened to be there at that place, just near the top of the hill, but our hero, Lord Sri Krishna, and his friends, headed by Sri Madhumanga. And Krishna was alerted, look out, here come those girls. And Krishna looked down, and sure enough, he saw Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani, on one hand, she is so beautiful. Just her appearance is so beautiful. On the other hand, she radiates love. Just completely exudes love for Krishna. That when Krishna saw her, he lost control. He became bewildered and overwhelmed, and he could not understand what or who or what is this thing which is approaching me. It was Srimati Radharani. So he asked Madhu Mangal, is this a blossoming champak vine? Champak? Anyway, normally you get champak trees, but anyway, here we've got a champak vine. And champak flowers are yellow. Yes, they're yellow. So, is this a blossoming champak vine? No, no. Champak vines are stationary. But this being moves. Is it maybe a lightning flash? No. Lightning shines in the sky just for a brief moment. But this thing is continually present before us. Is it a river? Is it a river with beautiful waves? No, because rivers are formless. And this thing or being has a very beautiful form. And as they got closer, Krishna said to Madhu Mangal, I cannot believe that this is that girl, Radharani, with her many friends. As I reflect on this person, I can only conclude that this must be the beautiful, supreme goddess of love. It must be Sri Radhika herself. So then, as they're approaching us, they're coming right up to Krishna and his friends. Srimati Radharani saw Krishna. And the same thing happened to her. Just totally overpowered by the beauty and the love. Just emanating out, just pouring out of the heart of Lord Krishna, that she said, my dear beautiful friends, what is this before us? Is this a fresh monsoon cloud? Is it a sapphire flower? Is it a newly sprouted blue lotus flower? Is it fragrant? Is it some musk flower? No, no. I can understand. This must be the wonderful dark moon of Gokula. Krishna, so like this, they met on the hill and stood in front of each other, Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends, and Madhu Mangal, Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends, just sort of lined up, facing each other. And Madhu Mangal smiled and spoke the following words to Krishna. Intoxicated by youthfulness, and accompanied by her maddened friends, proud Radha, although only a weak woman. Confirmation. Now approaches you. Oh, my friend, why do we not forcibly stop her before she attacks you and places her hands upon you? So then Krishna spoke. Madhu Mangal speaks the truth. These wicked girls are ignoring my tone and proudly trying to go away. Just see their arrogance. Let us force them to pay a toll. So suddenly Krishna and the cowherd boys and Madhu Mangal jumped into action. Sound the flutes and buffalo horns. Stop these girls. Krishna said, with my own arms I will personally stop Radha, the leader of these crooked-hearted girls. Oh, Subal, stop Vishaka. Ujvala, stop Chitra. Vasant, stop Champaklata and Tungavidya. Kokila, stop Lalita. So they did this. They stopped the girls physically. And then Krishna said very proudly, my dear proud thief, I know you regularly travel on these forest pathways, carefully hiding your dairy products and lucratively selling them on the black market. But now, by good fortune, you have fallen into my hands. I will now arrest you all, tie you with ropes, and take you in front of the great king, Kamadev. You know who Kamadev is? Cupid. Yes. He'll be pleased with me that I've captured some criminals, and he will reward me. So, like I said, we won't go through all the details. It is very amazing, actually. But we won't go through all the details. And there's some back and forth, and eventually Krishna comes to the point of telling Madhu Mangal, all right, write down, I will tell you what toll we will charge. You write it down. Yes. So you write it down. So, first of all, he says, just first thing, before we consider Radharani, just make a note. For each girl must give 5 heaps of sparkling diamonds. I'm sure some of you have got a diamond ring on with one or two or a few or something. These are 5 heaps each. Yes. And then Lord Krishna started very amazing process of then taxing Radharani. But for each part of her body, starting with her red sindoor in her parted hair. For the red sindoor in your parted hair, you must pay the toll of 100,000 glittering crystal stones. For your beautiful braids, you must pay the toll of 200,000 sapphires. For your forehead, you must pay 100,000 moonstones. And for your tilak, tilak is very significant and very valuable. For your tilak, you must pay 100 million moon-shaped pendants studded with sapphires. For your bending eyebrows, you must pay the toll of 50,000 quivers studded with sapphires. So it goes on like that. For the arrow of your sidelong glance, you must pay 1,000,000 sapphire arrows. You've seen us, haven't you, demonstrate the sidelong glance? You heard that? You seen that? You won't do it again. Maybe on Tuesday. Sidelong glance, you know, got to be quick. You got to be super quick. Okay, let's see what now. Where is it? Aha. Okay. For your lips, for your face, you must pay the toll of 100,000 full moons and 100,000 blossoming lotus flowers. For your lips, you must pay one red lotus flower made of rubies. For your teeth, you must pay 100,000 shikara gems. For your blossoming gentle smile, you must pay 10,000,000 beautiful, glistening, white pearl lotus flowers. For your charming sweet conversation, you must pay 10,000 gold pots filled with the sweetest nectar. And they just reached her mouth. There's much more to go. There's so much more to go. But we can see that this is just something extreme, more than extreme. And we might think that, you know, this is like very opulent. It is very opulent, but really the idea is that Krishna is giving, he's just giving a little idea of how much Srimati Radharani means to him. Invaluable. You cannot calculate what Srimati Radharani means to Lord Krishna. So the pastime goes on, charging different tolls and tolls and tolls and tolls. And the gopis say, and obviously they cannot pay. And Krishna and the cowherd boys will not let them go, and they cannot pay, and it is a stalemate, just sort of paralyzed. What to do? Everything is stuck. Then Nandi Mukhi came. Nandi Mukhi is the sister of Madhu Mangal. And you understand, I mean, you can understand what her name means. Nandi Mukhi. She has a face like Nandi the bull. Hare Krishna. But that's what it means, at least. And she's very charming and very brilliant Brahmin girl, like Madhu Mangal. And she arrived on the scene, and she could see it. It is the checkmate. No one can move. They're stuck. It's just kind of hopeless situation. So she negotiated. She told Krishna, these girls cannot pay now. Of course they can't. They don't just walk around carrying things like this. You have to let them go home. And maybe there, who knows, but here there's no chance. So let them go. And I promise you that I will make sure that they come to the forest, which is just down at the bottom of the hill at that place, and which is sort of, is still there actually, sort of. I'll make sure they come to the forest there tomorrow at 11 o'clock and they will pay the tax. So they went their separate ways, and the gopis took their ghee and other things to the fire sacrifice, and the fire sacrifice was a great success. The next morning, devotees. The next morning, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they meant to meet the Krishna coward boys at 11. They arrived at 10 early and took up positions behind the trees in the forest. And after a while, at 11 o'clock or so, Krishna and the coward boys came, very boisterous and, you know, full of energy, vitality, and mocking the girls. Just see, we got those girls. Yes, very boisterous, boyish mood. So they came there by the into the forest, just near the kund, and the gopis jumped out from behind the trees and grabbed Krishna and the cowherd boys, tied them to the trees by their seekers, and started playfully whacking them and bashing them. It's all playful, it's not, you know, not really serious, but still, they were whacking them a bit. And Krishna and the cowboys, now they're trapped, they're tied to the trees by their seekers, and getting whacked a bit. So after a little while, Krishna said, all right, just stop whacking us. You stop whacking us, we will let you off the toll, and away we go. So that was the arrangement. That was the deal. Krishna and the cowherd boys let the gopis off the toll, and the gopis released the cowherd boys and stopped whacking them. And as they say, they all lived happily ever after. And they really did. They really did. So this is a beautiful pastime which takes place right on Govardhan Hill and right at the base, the second part. And there's a kund there still. It's there, right by the road. You know, you may know which kund it is. If not, at least you've walked past it. Dhanivartan Kund. the Kund, where the Dan, the tax, was nivartan, was cancelled, or nullified, was nullified. Yes. So that's one little pastime there. Now, you know what I want to do? I want to just take you to a few places. I want to take you to a few places by Govardhan Hill and sort of near Govardhan Hill. Whatever. Yeah, you can stand up, sit down, come closer, whatever you want to do. Okay, right. Here we are. And, yeah. Dan Nivartan Kund, if Radha Kund, Shama Kund are here, then Dan Nivartan Kund is kind of right here by, I don't know who that is, but someone. Who's that? Oh, it's Jarikanda. Look at that, isn't it? It's just right. It's her. So this is where Dan Nivartan Kund is. Then, yeah, just not far from the Kaja. Which is a good place to be. So then, you know, I will just go to a few places here and there, a couple, three or four places maybe. So you come around, we're going down this way, this is the eastern side, Bengal is that way, Mayapur is that way, Mumbai and the sari shops are that way, that direction, more or less. Less or more. But now, you know, when it comes to doing Govardhan Parikrama, there are two Govardhan Parikramas. One is just basically right by the hill. You go around the hill itself, and it's about 23 kilometers or thereabouts. But there is an outer Parikrama, and Sanatan Goswami sometimes would do that every day, I mean, for some days, every day. It's about 45 kilometers or something. So that parikrama, it's out. It's a little out. Like 1 or 2 at the most kilometers out from the hill. So you come out here. This here is where Anior is, if you... Anior? No, this is where Govardhan town is. So Anior is down here. Oops. Anior's down here. And then out from Anior, if you go out, there is, well, you know, like I said, 1 or 2 kilometers, but actually the first place, no, 1 or 2 kilometers out, there's a place called Paita. Paita. And in Paita, there are 2 important and interesting temples. The one temple, it has a four-handed deity of Krishna. The photograph is in the book, in our book, if you're familiar with our book. If you're not, we can arrange for you to purchase one. But anyway, the picture's there. Nice picture, taken by Sachikumar Prabhu. I remember the day. Of four-armed Krishna. Because you know what happened. Krishna, starting from the southern end, which is down here. There's a place there called Rasastali. And there Krishna begins the spring rasa dance. You know, the rasa dance in Vrindavan town, Vamsi Vat, and going around, you know, Seva Kunj and all that area. That is the Kartik or autumn rasa dance. You know, Jerry Kandy, everyone said this looks just like you. They thought it was you. It is you, anyway. So, in springtime, which is means sort of like March, April, say February, March, there's a different rasa dance which begins there and then comes out and goes around and outside and around Govardhan Downhill. So, in that rasa dance, just like in the one at Kartik time, in Vrindavan town, in that rasa dance, Krishna also leaves the gopis and just, you know, abandons them, and they get all disturbed. He goes away. It's the same idea. Goes away with Radharani, and then he leaves her as they're coming around in this sort of area. And when he comes over to where this village is, say roughly here, called Paita, and then Krishna hides there. So Krishna was hiding there, and the gopis were coming, and he could see they were going to find him. Yeah, they sort of spread out, covering an area, and he was kind of right in the middle. They were going to just come upon him. So Krishna didn't know what to do because they were angry. And one piece of advice I can give you is don't get in the way of an angry gopi. I've seen many years ago, but I saw, you know, a local lady, so you can say she's a gopi. A local lady, well, there's a group of local ladies at the well in this one village further across. And, you know, the ladies, they fill up their pots and then place their pots, plural, on their head. 1, 2, 3. You know, 2 is quite normal, 3 sometimes. Yeah, and off they go with the pots balancing on their heads. So I saw one time at that place, 2 like quite middle-aged ladies with their pots, 3 pots each on top of their heads, suddenly an altercation started. And then it quickly heated up, and one of them, you know, tried to give the other one like a real unit 3. What happened? Just, you know, the full thing with the whole body behind it. But the other lady stepped back, and so it missed. So then she went for the other one, and they were going for it for about 30 seconds or so. And then they stopped. Neither of them dropped pots. Watch out for angry gopis. So Krishna could see, they are going to catch me, and they are angry, and it's just, everything's going to be spoiled. So what to do? How can I pacify them so that, you know, after a little while we can continue with the rasa dance? So Krishna manifested a four-armed form. He manifested 2 extra arms. And sure enough, the gopis came and they saw him and they thought, oh, it's Lord Narayan. it was Krishna with four hands. So they came and offered their obeisances. Namo Narayanaya. They offered little prayers like that and glorified Narayan, you are the Lord. We offer our respects to you. And where's Krishna? Can you tell us where's Krishna? And so four-armed Krishna pointed just down the road. I think he went that away. And so off they went, but Radharani was a little separate, and she came up. And same thing, where's Krishna? But Krishna became so bewildered, his arms started pointing in this way and that, and then the other two arms just dropped away. And then so Radharani caught Krishna, and that happened there at this place called Paita, which is a nice place. There is another temple, there's a second temple just down the road. It's actually a Ram temple, but there was a very wonderful pastime of Krishna's that happened there. Is that, well, there are two versions of the story, actually. One version is that the gopis found Krishna there, and the gopis sort of challenged Krishna that, who are you? Who are you? Who do you think you are? You're not strong. You're just, you know, a weakling. And Krishna said, all right, I'll show you how strong I am. There was a kadamba tree there, quite big. Krishna twisted the kadamba tree, turned it around, and the gopis were impressed. That tree, the tree died, but they've preserved the tree. They've preserved the tree. And you can see there this kadamba tree, which has been twisted around. And again, the photo is in the book. You can see that twisted kadamba tree. Very unusual. Twisted by Krishna. And they say that when the storm started, at the beginning, you know, at that point in the Govardhan Leela, when the storm started, Krishna was there. Krishna was at Paita with the cowherd boys. And they say that Krishna, because it was raining so hard already, Krishna made a tunnel underground for like 1 or 2 kilometers over to the side of Govardhan Hill. And they say the tunnel is still there. Maybe Shakti will go and find it. Anyway, they say. So yeah, Paita. Paita is a very special place. Nice place. And we may go there just in the next couple of weeks. So then, how about another place, a little different from usual? Well, we may have mentioned this before, but you know, here's Paita hearsay, and then it's 1 or 2 kilometers to the hill. In between is Gaurikund. Have you been to Gaurikund? You've been out from Anior. You go straight out from Anior, about just 500-600 meters maybe. And there's Gaurikund. And there, a famous pastime took place, which is described in the last chapter or last act, because it's a drama, of, what is it now? Vidagdha Madhava. The drama, Vidagdha Madhava. In that drama, Srimati Radharani, the arrangement is made that Srimati Radharani, because Krishna's meeting her so often and it's just, you know, it's not proper, so Srimati Radharani will be sent to Mathura and placed under the care of King Kamsa. And her husband, Abhimanyu, will go with her, but he will be offered as a human sacrifice to Bhairava, the form of Shiva, who accepts human sacrifices. This is the idea. And so, you know, Jatila is in great anxiety. My son, human sacrifice, and my daughter-in-law sent away, what will Kamsa do to her? So what to do? We must pray to Gauri, who is like Yoga Maya, but the local people take it to be Durga. So it's a bit of a long story, and it's also in the book. It's in the book. But Krishna disguises himself as Gauri and goes into the temple, moves the deity, takes the position of the deity, and in comes Jatila and Abhimanyu. You know, we must pray to you to save the day here because it's really bad. You know, my son's going to be offered as a human sacrifice. My daughter-in-law's just going to be in the hands of Kamsa. They pray to Gauri, but Gauri is Krishna. So then Gauri, you know, they didn't expect, but Gauri speaks. Because Gauri is a deity, normally they don't speak, but now Gauri starts speaking and says, yes, I've heard about this, and I think it is a good idea. But if you want, I can make some arrangements so it doesn't happen. But you really, you know, I'm very concerned about you, Jatila, starting all these rumors about your daughter-in-law and Krishna. I want you to stop this immediately. No more rumors. And you must let Krishna and your daughter-in-law, you must let them meet. And stop accusing them of doing wrong things. Let them meet. Otherwise, you know, I don't mind really. You know, your son can be sent away. It's all right with me. But, you know, I can arrange. But you must do this. So Jatila is a yes, there's no problem. We can meet any time. But just don't let my son become a human sacrifice. Then, let's see. Then we could go around to Udavakund. You know, normally in the Radharanath temple when we do the parikrama, we only go down this side and we don't go around the other side. We do that at Phoenix. But On that side is Uddevakund. And what happened there was that after Krishna left this world, then the queen, his queens from Dwarka, they were placed under the care of Vajranab, Krishna's great grandson, and Vajranab was king in Mathura under Parikshit, who was in Hastinapur. So there they were, all those, so many, 16,000 of them, they're under the care of Vajranab. But they were missing Krishna so much. But then one of the queens, Kalindi, she got an idea. That you remember when the gopis were missing Krishna so much. When they were living in Nandagram,